WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. You still have time to talk with us and the duck. 888-723-4630. Call us now.
I'd love for you to call up and tell me what you tell people when they ask you what you do for a living. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I'm a broadcast professional.
A broadcast professional. Yeah, because I get that question a lot, but it usually goes like this. So where do you work? Oh, I work at eBay. Really?
What do you do?
Well, besides self-aggrandizement, I help eBay sellers sell more.
Sometimes, depending on who's asking me, I will say I own a company called voicemarketing.com
that
delivers audio.
Yeah, that's important.
You know, that's really important.
Yeah.
So give us a call. Tell us, how do you answer the question, what do you do for a living? Griff, I'm looking through feedback profiles.
Oh, yes, and what are you seeing?
Well, I'm looking at people who do not answer their customer when their customer gives them a negative. They should say something, shouldn't they, Griff?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody said, let me see, poor quality and useless without the shams, my gosh, I would have come back on and right away said, I am so sorry. I will make this up to you. I'm returning your money, da-da-da, whatever. They don't say anything. And so I'm looking at this. I'm looking for a yellow bedspread. Do you see a pattern here, Griff?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a yellow bedspread, and I'm looking at somebody that had beautiful bedspreads, but they got all these negatives, and they don't even try to answer anything back. So tell us, how do you put an answer there? Maybe some people don't know that they can do it or how to do it.
To put an answer?
When somebody gives you negative feedback. And you want to take care of it right away.
You can go to, I think the easiest way is to, I don't even know if it's still there, so I better, because we change things after
yes.
I haven't used them for a while, but I used to go to, my eBay account and then feedback on the left hand side. Let's see if this still works. Feedback is there. And then on that page, there was a link. And I don't see it now. All right. Well, I have to research this.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But please, and you know, if you get a negative or even, you know, if you get a neutral, you need to put something up there. And it better be good. And it better be great customer service.
Okay. So it's in the feedback forum. And if you go to feedback.ebay.com, let me see, I think that should take you there. It's an old, you can't get there anymore from that URL. It's an old page. But if you go to, let's see, how did I navigate to here? I went to, it's really confusing. If you go to feedback, if you go to my eBay and then click on the account tab and then on the next page, look under my eBay views for feedback, you'll see where is it? It's on that page. Right up on the top, it says go to feedback forum to reply or follow up on feedback. And there you'll see a link. I'm sorry, this navigation is just convoluted, but this is what we have. And then on the right-hand side, this is an old page. It's an old eBay page. And on the right-hand side under feedback tools, it says reply to feedback received. Now, some of our savvy listeners may actually have a faster way that I'm not aware of. But that's one way to do it.
Okay. You know, and I'm looking at some people who did answer back.
Yeah.
Let me see. Good item, but no tags. Not as described. And so the reply was, sorry, your item was missing its tags. We offered to send tags from another pair. Is that good enough?
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, it shows that they apologize for the bad experience and they've offered a remedy of sorts. So yeah, that's okay.
Here's another one. Same seller.
Yeah.
Unresponsible is what the buyer said. Unresponsible.
Nice word.
And the reply was, sorry it wasn't clear you're buying one grip. The title states it and description state it. Please return.
Yeah, that's a little less satisfactory.
Right.
So I don't think I would ever take the opportunity to point out a buyer's shortcomings in a public forum, even if they were deserved, because as I said before, this is what buyers look for, are seller responses. And if they are anything but, if they are not friendly and, contrite, even if it's fake contrite, but somehow blaming the buyer, you're going to turn away good buyers. They're not going to buy from you because they're going to fear that you're going to call them out, even if they have just a legitimate issue. So it's just, it may actually feel good to do that, but in the end, it's really bad for your business.
And
I assume you sell on eBay for making sales, not to sell on eBay to show who's right or wrong.
And sometimes you have to carry it through to its end because you're leaving buyers, you know, hanging like this reply by a seller. Sorry you didn't get it. USPS shows it delivered, tracking number so-and-so, and that's all he said. So he didn't say, you know, I'm going to contact USPS right away, da-da-da-da, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like half-ass apologizing, but not quite. You know, I know I'm being nitpicky here, but I do look at people's negative. And if I see that they haven't at least tried to answer it back or said something, I do not buy from them, Griff. So this is very important. Somebody gives you a negative or a neutral, please take care of it and let us, your audience, know that you've taken care of it. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Maybe you've had a similar experience, 888-723-4630. Griff, is it the second from last segment of the day?
I'm afraid it is.
What happened? I'm serious.
You know, it's called time, and it marcheth on.
It does, Martha. March. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes, it do.
It do.
Does. It does.
It do and it do.
You know, we've had some very interesting guests on today, and
we're
always
have.
Looking for interesting new eBay radio guests. I mean, we certainly have our old favorites back on all the time because we know by experience that they know what they're talking about and that you
yes.
like to hear what they have to say. But we're also looking for interesting new eBay radio guests. Just go to ebayradio.com. Click past episodes to get to the eBay Radio archives, then click on be a guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the application and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. And look, we're always looking for new guests and sometimes they back out at the last minute and we have to find somebody really quick.
Yeah, that's always a little dicey, isn't it?
A little dicey, but you know, we manage.
You do.
We do. Poor CJ the other day, you know, didn't want to put herself on. And she's one of the best there is in knowing
yeah.
how to sell on eBay and
Absolutely.
Being successful. She actually teaches the course. But sometimes we have slots open, many times, and we like to fill them with new people. So we'll get back to you ASAP if you click on that be a guest and fill it out for us. We do appreciate it.
You could find yourself being a guest in a matter of minutes.
You could find yourself being a guest in this last segment. No, just kidding. We're going to do our event.
We're not in the last segment, though. This
no.
is the
second from last segment.
This is the penultimate segment.
Exactly.
The one before was the anti-penultimate, and the one before that was the uncle penultimate.
So, seller boot camp news.
Yes, what about it?
Today's shopper.
Yes.
Shoppers look for these key details when they're browsing online. Fast and free shipping.
That's true.
Easy returns.
That's true.
Relevant search results.
That's true.
Quality product photography.
That's very true, actually.
And immediate access to items they want. So the homework assignment for this week was to get familiar with modern buyers by reading eBay for Business's four-part series on evolving buyer expectations and how they differ for baby boomers and Gen Xers and millennials and Gen Z.
And they do differ. The studies show it.
Yeah, then apply these insights to your listings and promotion strategy.
You want some of that millennial moolah.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to cater to them.
And the Gen Z, too. The Gen
yeah,
Z.
Gen Z, too. They've got a little more moolah right now, I think, right?
Then
no, Gen X does.
Yeah.
Gen Z is just, they're just earning their money now.
Yeah, they are, but they're buying stuff.
They love to buy stuff. They've been raised on buying.
Are you kidding? Their nose is in the very thing you can buy stuff on all day.
Right. You know what that
is.
Can't
get them away from their cell phone.
Oh, man.
Another reason everything's going mobile, because that's where they are. So here's your to-do list for this week for Seller Bootcamp.
Would you tell us?
Are you ready?
I'm all ears.
Consider offering free shipping.
Yes.
Opt into eBay guaranteed delivery.
Yes.
Offer an easy returns process.
Yeah.
Showcase your items with great photos and use product identifiers.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Seller Bootcamp news for today.
Yeah, that was fun doing that boot camp with Audrey.
Did you have fun?
I did. I was only in the first one, but I actually filmed the videos for the subsequent boot camp weeks. And I think she should continue doing it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
She could be the drill sergeant.
Gives us something to talk about in this segment.
Well, and that's always a good thing, too.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is. So I had my first meeting with the event team yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
oh,
I
good.
Did.
Good, good.
Yes,
good.
I did.
Okay.
For Vegas Baby.
Vegas Baby.
And all I can tell you today is how exciting it's going to be. It's
so
going
exciting.
To be a bigger event, more people. It's going to be a bigger event space. It's going to have expanded workshops, Griff.
Expanded?
Expanded workshops.
Yeah, this will be the night of the expanding workshops.
Vegas Baby.
There you go.
And we're dying to know who the entertainment's going to be.
Well, I can tell you who it isn't.
Who isn't it?
I don't think it's Taylor Swift. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Coming up next,
why
today's closing segment of eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Easter falls on April 1st this year, and you'd be a fool not to take advantage of this springtime retail moment. List your most spring fresh inventory, such as anything flowered, pink, yellow, or green. Then hop on over to Promotions Manager and create some spring marketing campaigns. Send a codeless coupon for X% off certain items to repeat buyers and your store newsletter subscribers. If you don't usually offer free shipping, try it on selected listings. Consider bundling slow-moving or related items. If you're top-rated and or an Anchor Store subscriber, you've just received your Q2 promoted listing credit, so consider putting that to good use as well. Now get ready for an Easter parade of shoppers.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 402.
When it comes to building a successful business on eBay, most sellers seek other people to help. Top-rated seller Lynn Drawley is known on eBay as the Queen of Auctions. She has this advice when looking for help.
You have to kind of think outside of the box, and you want to post it at a church. I got my very first assistant here in Palm Desert, came from the local church. Post it at the high schools, post it at your local colleges. I think eBay is a very intriguing business, and if you write the ad correctly, want to learn how to become your own eBay seller, work with the Queen of Auctions for 2 years, and learn the business and go off and do it on your own. And I think that's very intriguing to people.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister. Amazingly simple eBay listing software, Crazy Lister.
Okay, you ready to go into events? I don't know how many we've got right now.
Not that many.
Sometimes we have tons of them.
Well, we only have, it looks like, 4.
Oh, okay. Let's go for it.
Okay.
So if you want to see any events that may be taking place in your area, you go to our archive site. You hover over Seller Resources up at the top. There's a drop-down box, and then you click on Seller Events. Mm-hmm. And there you'll see. We also have our seller groups list, which is also on that same drop-down box. If you want to see if there's one in your area, and if not, you should start one.
Yes.
You want to read the first one?
The New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will meet tonight, Tuesday, May 20th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if you're keeping watch of the clock, that's just a few hours from now. The topic will be an evening with Griff via Skype, and that should be an hour. With Griff, because it's not going to be all the evening.
Oh, we thought we were going to spend the night with you.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So lots of people have thought that. Luckily, you know, you can sneak out of the room quickly. The presenter is Jim Griff Griffith, the seller engagement, communications, and education something that I do.
And host of eBay Radio.
And we'll be taking Q&A and shooting the breeze by Skype.
So where do you do that? Sitting in your living room?
No, it's a little bit different. Normally I would rush home and do it from there, but so I have to pick up Howie from work.
Oh.
And so I'm going to do it from here, and then right when we're finished, I will jump into my speedy minivan and go pick up.
Minivan instead of your smart car.
Yeah, it'd be hard to do it in the smart car.
Yeah, it would be. Okay, March 27th.
Yes.
The Bay Area. Oh, you're just all over the place. This is your head big. The Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 7 to 9 p.m. That's on March 27th. That's in 7 days. Where? At eBay Headquarters, Building 7, Big Apple, San Jose, California. The topic is image search and updates to eBay Mobile, plus the advantages of having a store speaker.
A store speaker.
Should have had a period after that.
A store,
the
period.
The speaker is Melissa Ojeda, Manager Technology Communications for eBay.
And then finally, there's two more.
Yeah.
The New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will meet up again on Tuesday, April 17th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Again, this is the one that's at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's an evening of appraisals with John Bruno, the star of PBS's Market Wars.
Wow.
Yeah, John and his wife, they're really cool.
So how are they going to do this?
I don't know. He lives in New England, so he's not far away from there. So I wonder if his wife, Tina, will be with them. They're a wonderful couple, and they're very smart. So you can bring items you've always been curious to know about, and everyone who attends will get 2 free appraisals. If you'd like to have more items appraised by John, he'll be offering a $5 per item appraisal special to all our meetup guests. And that's a good deal. 2 free and then any extra stuff, $5 per item.
And you skipped over one.
What's
April
that?
10th, the SoCal e-commerce sellers group meetup.
April 10th.
From 6 to 9 p.m.
It's not here. I don't show it on that list. Did you just add it? Oh, it wasn't there. That this is
you
just...
know, Betsy is messing with it.
All right.
That's what's going on. Sorry about that. Okay, so this is the SoCal e-commerce sellers group meetup, Tuesday, April 10th, 2018, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., where at the Iron Fire co-working office spaces in Long Beach, California, an evening with Brian Burke, eBay's Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism. It's a greet and eat. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. presentation plus Q&A, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And we should talk because I might be down there for that. So
wow.
Yeah. And then finally, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen on April 27th. That's a Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The topics will be e-commerce news and updates. There'll be a Q&A and two featured speakers, Robin Bird, Major Account Manager for Pitney Bowes, and top-rated seller Dana Crawford. This will be a jam-packed meeting, so they want you to RSVP ASAP and plan to arrive early to get a seat.
Okay. Did we do... Yeah, we did John Bruno Market Wars at the Roundabout Dinah.
Yeah, we got
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's it. Wonderful. Okay.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So you just use a regular computer and Skype, right?
I have a pretty good quality webcam, and that's all we do. And I'm going to do it from the studio room here because it's private. And, it'll be fun. I love doing it. I usually do them from home, you're right. And then I'll rush back in to check on how he's doing during our treatments. But we're going to do this now because it's the East Coast.
Right.
They're 3 hours ahead.
Right.
Or I could do it from the car.
That'd be real cute.
Hey, it's a little dicey to, you know, relying on that technology while you're driving.
Well, we're going to be back on Thursday.
We will. We will be back
on Thursday. With
Ask
Griffin Lee. That's
yes, we
2 hours of you calling in or sending us email or just chatting with us, whatever.
It's merriment, mirth, and mayhem for 2 hours.
Yes, it is. Oh, I know them well.
My law firm.
Yes, great law firm, really.
Merriment, mirth, and mayhem.
So, you know, I'm going...
Actually, my lawyer is white-lipped and trembling.
God. So, you know, I'm going through this anger management thing, right?
How's it working for you?
It's working very well. Why did you ask that? By that?
I don't know.
But it's helping me with other things, too. It's helping me get through this political culture we're going through right now.
I was getting
angry watching TV. Now I have to calm myself down.
You know, it's legal in Massachusetts now, in California, so there's that. This segment was brought to you by Craigslist, our amazingly simple eBay listing software. We'll be live on Thursday with Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. Don't miss it.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.